Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindnesses, tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brothers and Sisters in Christ Jesus at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that his everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that his elect saints be greatly encouraged, cheered, and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by his sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and his unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. James 4:6. But he giveth more grace. It is a sure mark that the true grace of God by Jesus Christ is conceived in the heart when the cry of the soul is for more grace. Thus, there is a harmony between the Father's promises and the children's wants. God giveth more grace. I daily need more, saith the sensible soul. He that drinketh of the water of life, saith Jesus, shall never thirst again. He shall never thirst after any other fountain. He shall seek no other spring but me, says the Lord. There is no grace, favor, or goodwill from God to sinners, but what is by Jesus, through him, in him, and communicated from him. Here is the believer's mercy. He has not a stock of grace stored up in his own heart to live upon, which may be expended, and he is at last lost for want of more. No, but all the kindness and love of God towards him is treasured up in Jesus. Here is the humility of believers. They come, like Joseph's brethren, to Jesus, who is their elder brother. For every supply out of his fullness, they receive grace upon grace. Jesus is an inexhaustible storehouse. Therefore, his members cannot want. That also means his members cannot need. God the Father gave them grace at first in Christ Jesus. He called them by his sovereign free grace. He justified them fully by grace. He saves them daily by grace. He sanctifies them freely by grace. He comforts them continually by his grace, and he will glorify them according to the exceeding riches of his grace. Excuse me, friends. Thus, all is of grace, freely given to and richly bestowed upon poor, vile, undeserving sinners. Thank you, Lord. I know there are these reasonings in every humbled sinner's heart. What suitable return do I make? Or what reward shall I give unto the Lord for all his blessings of grace? Oh, what a poor, unloving, ungrateful wretch am I. How do I requite the Lord my God? Such is the genuine language of gracious hearts. The aboundings of grace make sinners humble, self-hateful, and sin abominable. As it is written in Romans 3:8, not rather as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. If God giveth more grace, then not one of his children that ever had a single spark of the grace of Jesus shall ever go to hell for want or need of grace. It is equally as impossible that a gracious soul should fall from God's love and grace, turn hater of him, and so be a prey to the devil, as it was for Lazarus to quit Abraham's bosom for the flames of hell. The holy fire of grace being once kindled in the soul never goes out. The fire of the altar was an emblem of this. It is as true in this respect of gracious souls as it is of the wicked in another. their fire never goes out. Why not? Because grace reigns through righteousness unto eternal life. Romans 5:21. That was from old-timer preacher William Mason. Isaiah 40, verse 9 and 10. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Every stone in salvation's beauteous fabric. From Revelation 7:10, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. The Father decreed it, willed it, planned it. His love chose every one of that vast multitude in his Son. His grace gave the whole number to be his bride, his jewels, his crown. His wisdom contrived the mode by which they should be cleansed from every stain, and gloriously enrobed in righteousness, and by the Spirit's power be purified, fitted, sanctified. Every stone in salvation's beauteous fabric was selected, prepared, and placed by a loving Father's hand. Salvation belongs to our God. Old-timer preacher Henry Law. Safe in the Almighty Shepherd's hands. Reading from Isaiah 40:11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Jesus is the shepherd of his flock, to conduct, guard, and defend them, to feed them in the green pastures of his grace, to cure and heal their diseases, to restore them when they wander, to gather the lambs with his arm, to carry them in his bosom, and gently to lead those that are with young. His power, his care, and compassion are infinite. His followers are as sheep in the midst of wolves. We hear one of them saying, my soul is among lions. These lions may gape and roar, they may seek to devour, but the sheep are safe in the Almighty Shepherd's hands, for he has said, I know my sheep, they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. Hallelujah! Such a shepherd must be precious. That was from preacher John Fawcett. This message is entitled, There is Nothing Too Trivial. The Lord Jesus Christ says in Matthew 10:30, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Christ thus teaches us that our Heavenly Father takes cognizance of the minutest events and circumstances of our individual history, and that there is nothing too trivial or common to be beneath his interest and control. And thus, although the heaven and heavens of heavens cannot contain him, yet he seeks a dwelling place amid the sighs and groans and desires of a humble, broken, and contrite heart. And all the interests of that heart, its faintest desire, gentlest sigh, softest prayer, are entwined with the purposes, thoughts, and affections of his heart. Our Heavenly Father is concerned with the most microscopic event and incident of our history. Again, what the Lord Jesus said, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Outstanding. That was from preacher Octavius Winslow. God's chisel. God deals in love with all his spiritual children. The rod is required in some, more than in others, to subdue the defiant and obdurate will, to put an end to all schemings and compromise, and gain the heart to an unconditional surrender. The divine sculptor, with each successive stroke of the chisel, has the great end in view of bringing out his own image in the soul and deepening it in his love of goodness, truth, purity, and kindness. And while not one stroke of that chisel is an unnecessary one, he will not cease his work until the spiritual marble has been fashioned so as to reach perfectly and forever his own image. That was from preacher John McDuff. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And the Master also says in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children today from around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness. Yehovah Tzidkenu, bless the name, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One of Israel, HaKadosh Yisrael, hallelujah. If you're a letter of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcasts, then please go to the following website, wwcr.com, and get their physical mailing address to send donations to them in Nashville, Tennessee. I don't need to touch the money or see it. If the Lord puts it on your heart, please indicate, remember to indicate, rather, that it's for the storm warning broadcast. Of interest here, there are millions of folks that do not have modern devices, but they do have inexpensive radios, and that's how they're able to listen to this gospel message. I greatly appreciate those that you who have donated. In doing so, you are propagating Almighty God's everlasting gospel around the world into the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, the soon coming Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings unto those that fear him in his holy name. Talk about a glorious future, people! If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate what country you are from, what life is like where you live, and how the reception was on your radio. I look forward to writing you back. Again, to write, the address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of Saints, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha.